Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, this is Michel Snager. I'm a portfolio manager at the Ecofin platform of Tortoise in London. Today, we'd like to talk about the European Green Deal. Despite the recent setback of the COP25 meeting in Madrid, momentum for more ambitious and more urgent climate change objectives has been growing through 2019, as we witnessed new commitments at three levels: corporate level, in the likes of RWE and Amazon, who announced the objective to reach carbon neutrality by 2040, the level of institutions, like in November, the European Investment Bank announced it will not finance fossil fuel energy projects after 2021, as well as government. Back in June, France and the UK made legally binding commitments to reach net zero carbon emissions by 2050. Moreover, a week ago, the European Commission has reached another major milestone by presenting its Green Deal, as progress to date is impressive, yet insufficient. Indeed, between 1990 and 2018, the EU reduced greenhouse gas emissions by 23%, while the economy grew by 61%. However, current policies will only reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 60% by 2050. So the new president of the European Commission, Mrs. von der Leyen, has made this major piece of policy the cornerstone of her mandate with the following two key objectives. First, the EU will be climate neutral by 2050. And second, the EU will increase the EU greenhouse gas emission reductions target for 2030 to at least 50% and towards 55% compared to 1990 levels. Current target is only 40% reduction. In order to achieve these targets, the EU Commission puts the emphasis on the following areas that happen to also be core to our energy transition strategies. First, reduce carbon emissions in the energy sector, as 75% of EU greenhouse gas emissions come from the energy sector. Second, more than double the annual building renovation rate, currently oscillating between 0.4 and 1.2% in the EU, and in order to reduce the energy consumption, because buildings represent 40% of the EU energy consumption. Third is reduce the transport emissions by 90% by 2050. Transport represents 25% of EU carbon emissions. In that context, fossil fuel subsidies should end, and the Commission will look at the current tax exemptions for aviation and maritime fuels. Fourth, accelerate the industry's transition to a sustainable model. The industry represents 20% of EU greenhouse gas emissions, but only 12% of materials used by the industry come from recycling. And then fifth and final point, the EU wants to develop requirements to ensure that all packaging in the EU market is reusable or recyclable in an economically viable manner by 2030. So moving on to the carbon border tax. In a historical development and potentially a game changer in global trade, the EU Commission recognizes the need to harmonize global emission standards, or at the minimum, level the playing field to the highest standard by taxing the higher carbon content of some imported goods. In that context, the EU Commission introduces for the first time the concept of a carbon border tax. And it quotes, "Should differences in levels of ambition worldwide persist as the EU increases its climate ambition, the Commission will propose a carbon border adjustment mechanism for selected sectors to reduce the risk of carbon leakage. This would ensure that the price of imports reflects more accurately their carbon content." The carbon border tax is a recognition that unchecked globalization of trade is not compatible with the global challenge of climate change. Hence, the expectation is that taxes will encourage faster adoption of clean manufacturing worldwide. However, the implementation of the carbon border tax will be complicated, as it needs to respect WTO rules and be compatible with the emission trading systems currently in place in Europe. The EU Commission has therefore indicated that it might start with a few polluting sectors like steel or cement before extending the carbon border tax more broadly. So what about those political ambitions and how to put those into action? Well, some will certainly believe that these political ambitions are doomed to fail, given the quasi-insurmountable objective to reconcile diverging interests with political, social, and economic forces pulling in various directions. However, the sense of purpose in Europe has never been stronger at all levels, and we can expect to see momentum as the EU Commission will prepare research, publish reports, and introduce legislation with a sense of urgency in the coming years. As such, the Commission has set clear milestones to ensure implementation. By the end of this year, 2019, each member state will have to present their revised energy and climate plan. By March 2020, first, the EU Commission will introduce the European Climate Law to enshrine the 2050 climate neutrality objective in legislation. Secondly, the Commission will adopt an EU industrial strategy to address the twin challenge of the green and the digital transformation. And finally, by the spring of 2020, the Commission will present the farm to fork strategy, paving the way to formulating a more sustainable food policy. Then by the summer of 2020, an impact plan to increase the EU greenhouse gas emission reductions target for 2030 to at least 50% and towards 55% compared with 1999 will be introduced. And then by June 2021, the EU Commission will review and propose to revise, where necessary, all relevant climate-related policy instruments, including the emission trading system. The Commission will also propose to revise the legislation on CO2 emission performance standards for cars and vans to ensure a clear pathway from 2025 onwards towards zero emission mobility. So why is this meaningful for us and for investors? The Green Deal is, in our view, a strong signal that the energy transition is entering a phase of acceleration. The fast declining cost of offshore wind, the spread of rooftop solar, the broadening lineup of electric cars, bans on diesel, just to name a few, all these are examples of the energy transition in motion, with the space attracting a growing share of investments going forward. The EU Commission has quantified that achieving the current 2030 climate and energy targets will require 260 billion euros of additional annual investments, about 1.5% of 2018 GDP. The Green Deal focuses on cleaner power, more efficient buildings and industries, cleaner transportation, and better environmental waste and recycling practices parallel the themes we invest in. We see this EU Green Deal as a catalyst, as well as a strong endorsement of what we do, and are reinforced in the idea that investors need to increase their exposure to the space. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention. Discussion or analysis of any specific company-related news or investment sectors are meant primarily as a result of recent newsworthy events surrounding those companies or by way of providing updates on certain sectors of the market. Tortoise, through its family of registered investment advisors, does provide investment advice to Tortoise-related funds and others that includes investment into those sectors or companies discussed in these podcasts. As a result, Tortoise does stand to beneficially profit from any rise in value from many of the companies mentioned herein, including companies within the investment sectors broadly discussed.